Look, Stockton Beach, one of the jewels in the Newcastle coastline, and it looks like that there are some concerns at the moment, particularly when it comes to erosion. There is a meeting tonight at the Stockton Surf Club to hear all about that, and it'll be the Save Stockton Beach meeting. The organiser of that is Simon Jones, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Simon. Let's have a look through firstly at some of the issues that currently are facing Stockton Beach. What's going on there?
So Stockton Beach has been facing an ongoing erosion problem, which is getting to the point now where infrastructure is starting to be put at risk. The erosion's been going on for probably the last century or so. That was highlighted recently by an old mining vent shaft, which was uncovered on the beach. That shaft, when it was sunk about in the late 1800s, was about 110 metres away from the low tide mark, and at this point it's under the water at all times. So it just goes to show that the beach has eroded by at least 100 metres since that time. It's been well documented that the cause of the erosion is a man-made sort of a situation. While some level of erosion is natural at Stockton, the natural south to north flow of the sand is impeded by the breakwalls at Nobby's and Newcastle.
So very much the things that we use to help with shipping and help with the harbour are potentially some of the main causes for Stockton's erosion, which, as you've said, we've seen over the last 100 years. Simon, what are some of the things that we could be putting in place to try and arrest this, and if not, turn it around?
There's been a few different solutions, very varying solutions put forward, anyway from building an artificial headland at the northern end of Stockton to essentially trap that sand, to a sand bypass system, which basically would just pump the sand across from Nobby's to Stockton, just restoring sort of the natural flow. There's a sand bypass system across the Tweed River on the Gold Coast, and that's been proven to be very effective. There's also other things such as artificial reefs and basically just buying sand from a quarry and dumping it on Stockton Beach just to top up those sand levels.
So Simon, you mentioned that system that they've got up at the Tweed River there. What sort of a change, and how quickly of a change did they note? How quickly was it before they noticed a change for the better there?
It tends to be a reasonably slow process because the erosion obviously happens over a long period of time, and they can't take more sand than is really available there, otherwise you end up just kicking the problem back down to the south. So
sure.
While it would help over the course of probably a few years, it's not an immediate sort of a change, but if you look at the photos between, say, the 1980s at Kira and now, it's a vastly different sort of a situation.
Well, that is certainly something to think about, and who knows, the fact that that's been going on for a few decades there, Simon, maybe it's something to think about for Stockton. The meeting is at the Surf Club tonight. Of course, anyone is welcome to come along. A 6:30 start. Simon, hopefully some sensible conversations come out of this and a few reasonable suggestions about moving forward. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on.
Simon Jones, the meeting organiser for the Save Stockton Beach meeting, happening tonight at the Surf Club at Stockton. Get along. I certainly don't want to see Stockton Beach erode any further. It is 18 to 10.